Okay, so we have to fill in one from last night. I stopped too early. So Yud Zayin, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Yud Zayin. And we're talking about mikveh, right? Fine. She needs to remove any mucus from the nose, even from inside. But anything that's up the top of the nose is not a chatzitza. With anything in the ears. A woman needs to go to the bathroom, she needs to go to the bathroom before the mikveh. Some say that. She needs to make sure she doesn't have to go to the bathroom at all. She doesn't have to hold herself in which case there'll be there might be the water might not get everywhere. And then there won't be groyim to be asmayim, even though water doesn't have to actually go everywhere. It's not ma'akev. I can't even tell you how often I get these questions from women that they said they forgot to blow their nose before the mikvah. Right? So, I mean, it's all nice that you tell the women that they have to blow their nose before the mikveh, but it's certainly it's not going to be ma'akev. If they know that there's something there, then of course they have to remove it. Otherwise, they don't have to. Yuches, you can't be toilet with dirt on your feet. And if that happened, if it's very thin dirt, then the water can go through it, then the tefillah works. Bugs and like nits, those type of things don't stick to the body. The water gets there and doesn't is not chaitz. But bugs that stick to the basa and they bite the skin of makam sayer, like by the hair, this nits or what do you call them? Lice. And they're very tight on the basar. You need to remove them with hot water, and you have to remove them like with your nails. If you can't remove them, then they're not chaitzitz. But the lice that are connected to the hair, that has to be removed because it's chaitzitz. You'd be surprised how often this shaila comes up. It comes up more often than you'd think. If she has hair that's braided together, Naftali, that's what Rav Harfinus was telling us about last week, right? He called it sep, right? That's what he was referring to.
You're also telling, I just want to remind you, reminded me, I have to ask you about the grape juice.
Okay. Ubalashan Pilum Rusia Contis Vyesh Vyesh Sakana Lagalchan, and it's a sakana to cut them off, but actually to shave it is a literal way to translate it. Right? Because I mean, it's a strange thing. It's a strange case, this whole thing, exactly why you'd have to. So, Le Chaitzi, then it's not a Chatzitza because she wants it there. Right? Vafilu Yesh Pesaychan Ezuchutan, even if there's strings inside, meaning not strings from the hair, ribbon or whatever it is, Sheyi that you can't take it out because it's all braided in. I think it's more like, the Schwarze hair. If that's the right thing to say, so if I'm sorry, if they're not near a mibachutz, loy chaitzi, then it's not a chatzitza. Right now, I'm a big shy of why that is. That's not a chatzitza, right? Because I mean, she doesn't. I mean, ultimately, it's because she doesn't mind it being there. So if she doesn't mind it being there in a bedieved situation, it's going to be okay. Fine. Simen kuf samach beis. And baila beir, if her husband is in the city, hilchos tefila, and it has, we have a 14 seifim. Yes, and baila beir, if her husband is in the city, mitzvah ala isha shetitul bezmana, it's a mitzvah on the woman to toivel in the proper time. Shalavatim piruya, afilu laila achas, that you shouldn't be mavatim yourself from piruya even one night. That's if her husband is in the city. Now there's a lot to talk about with this, but I don't know if we should talk about it. Right? Sharei matzino be Yeshua shenena shashabushal she. So Yeshua got punished because he, by the war, he was mavatal everybody from being from their with their wives for one night, and that was a big punishment. And a woman that pushes off militval kedelitzaras byla ansha gadol ma'od. She has a very big punishment. I'm actually dealing with a whole crazy case with this now. Unfortunately, it's all too often, but you can't. It's a big issur. But then again, if the husband misbehaves, so then that's also a problem. Fine. Asura little b'yom shvi atzeisa gacham. This is another big issue. It's also for to go to the mikvah till nighttime. I feel little samal chachsheker even to. In a way that she's not even going to come home before it gets dark is also asa. Even if she pushes it off, that she's not going to be toivel at night. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. Anyway, so even if she's not going to come home until it's night, it's also awesome. Right? Meaning she's the whole, okay, well, let's finish all and we'll explain it. And even if she pushed off not to toivel the seventh night, and she pushes it off to go to be toivel after that, asura gamkein litva bayom, it's still awesome, meaning on the eighth day. Even on the eighth day, she should be careful not to go to the mikveh, even when it's close to dark. And she shouldn't come home till it gets dark. She has to go to the mikveh only at night. And kalas that a toivel before the chuppah, they could be toivel on the eighth day or afterwards during the day. Even if she goes to the mikveh on the seventh day, she could go to the mikveh during the day, even in the morning, after the sun comes up. But make sure you don't, if she's going to go to the mikveh the day of the wedding, then make sure you don't have the chuppah till at night. But if the kal is going to the mikveh after the chuppah, even though it's her first tefillah, dina k'moshar isha, then it's like any other woman, she has to wait till at night. Now, what's going on here is that the reason why you need to be toivel, normally with all tum and tara, you toivel during the day, and then you become mutter at night. That's the way it is with tum and tara. So the same thing with the nida. The problem is that we're afraid, since she needs 7 clean days, so we're afraid that if she goes to the mikveh during the day, and then the couple is together, and then she sees a stain, then retroactively her whole 7 clean days is no good. So therefore, they said, and it's a rabbanon, it's a derabbanon. Midaraisa, the tefillah works. So the rabbanon said the tefillah doesn't go. Right? Okay. So that means on the eighth day it should be fine. Right? Because she had her 7 clean days. So why can't she go during the day on the eighth day? And the reason is because we're afraid that she has a daughter, and the daughter knows that she's going to the mikveh, and the daughter's going to see the mother going to the mikveh during the day. She's going to think that she goes to the mikveh during the day, and that's not true. Right? So that's basically the gist of it. But a kala, who's not going to be with her husband anyways because she's not married, so that is not a problem. Gimel. Hegdika einus. Let's say there's something that's an einus. She can't go to the mikveh at night because it's cold or she's scared, which happens a lot in upstate. Now we're headed into the summer season. In camp by us, there's no mikveh that's close. You can't even walk to it. There's a lake, but it's scary. So they don't, right? So they're just scared. Or the base of tefillah is outside the city. They close the city at night. She could be tovel on the eighth day during the day. Only on the eighth day, he says. But on the seventh, we had this during Corona, when there was the protests and Corona and all that. So they wanted to allow the women in Farakaway Mikvah to go during the day. As far as I remember, David Feinstein said no. They ended up allowing, getting permission from the police for the ladies to go to the mikvah at night. But on the seventh day, even with an oinus, Ramosha Feinstein, though, has a tshuva about it, where he does matter going, even during the seventh day. Some Rabbanim go with it, some don't. It's very case dependent. The Shiloh comes up every week. You have Sheva Brachas, you have Ofrups, the women came. Because you're going to the Mikvah on Shabbos, you're not going to wear makeup. So you have, it's embarrassing. And it's embarrassing because people are going to know about the Mikvah, which is not considered embarrassing, and that's fine. It's not considered a lack of tznius. But it's also that they have to go a whole Shabbos without makeup. So it becomes big stress. All these Shilohs become a big stress. Fine. She has to do the mikvah prep next close to the tefillah. But if the eighth day is Shabbos, that she needs to do the chafifa during the day before the tefillah. That's awesome. And you can't go to mikvah during the day on Yom Tov because you can't do the prep. You have to do the prep before Yom Tov. That's already a kula to do the prep a day before. But 2 days before doing the mikvah is a kula. And to go during the day is a kula. It's a double kula. It's too much. We're not making with two leniencies together. You can't stand on anything when you're talking. And if the water from the mikvah is very deep, and you have to stand on a step, you have to ask a shelas chacham. This is another issue with toiling in the ocean. You have to be careful that nobody could see you. Because of that, she's going to quickly toivel. And then we're chashed that she's not going to toivel well. If she did go, and we know babira that she was tavla karoi, also la tefila, then the tefila does work. That's tilhei, right? Did I hear correct?
I believe so. I'm double checking the calendar. Yes, through hey. Through hey.
Perfect. Perfect. I just did hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Thank you for tuning in a little early.
Thank you.
Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Zagazan.
Rabbi Steinstein, everything gave out to the people at the dinner.
What?
At the dinner, do you know what they gave out as a karsa tov?
Nope.
Omer Devora.
Really?
just putting that out there. Maybe we want to start another shir.
I hear.
Just saying.
I hear. All right.
What are they doing, Maariv, Jesse?
I have no idea.
No idea.
They just finished the video.
What was he saying about grape juice? Oh, he's gone.